nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
I think that's a good idea. It gets darker, just like the weather. One of Holland's most interesting bands, as far as I'm concerned, and also one of our best bands, I think, and one of our most underrated bands, most overlooked bands. You can keep this list on forever. Opening Cosmic Overdrive, episode 118, was Super Sister. Amazing, this stuff was recorded in 1971, 40 years ago. It's crazy if you really think about it. And this week I got the very sad news that bass player Ron van Eck died from Super Sister. He was suffering from, I think, from leukemia for a long time. But it's really too bad, because the band was still playing, and they were supposed to play on a festival soon. But of course, they had to cancel that gig. And he is the second member after flutist Sascha van Geest died in 2001. And I think that's going to be the definite end of Super Sister. They reformed in 2000, I think, or 2001. They played some gigs and even released some of that footage on I think, on a DVD also. And it was amazing to see that they didn't lose any of their musical abilities, so to speak. Anyway, fantastic stuff. The most well-known member of Super Sister is Robert-Jan Stips, who went on to play with the Nits and is also a producer of many, many, many Dutch records. A lot of new wave records from the 80s as well. So very interesting guy. And anyway, this track was called Energy, and it's from their album To the Highest Bidder. Their second album from 71, and well, very, very cool record. We're going to continue with another long one. This was the short one from the set. This clocked in at just over 15 minutes. And well, since the weather is so horrible here, it's July the 25th, I have to say that, because if I look outside, it looks like it's October 25th. It is almost 16, 17 degrees here. And I think it's dry right now, but it's dark and clouds, and the weather is really, really horrible. So we're going to play some dark, long tracks for tonight. The next one I have lined up is a lot newer. It's from the mid-90s. It's from a Canadian band called Godspeed You Black Emperor. One of the better band names I've ever heard, named after a Japanese movie. And these guys are from, I think, from Quebec. Yes, from Quebec. And it's sort of a collective. The band story reminds me a lot of the crowd rock bands that formed in Germany in the early 70s. Sort of a loose collective of 10, 20, 30 people, and whoever showed up at the rehearsals could play in the band. And that's also how they played a lot of their gigs. Never really quite know who would turn up. And they did some cassette releases, I think, in the beginning, or at least one cassette, but the stuff was soon picked up. Never really a major seller or anything, but a very interesting band, a sort of post-rock, post-crowd rock stuff. Anyway, it's they also, in I think 2000, 2001, they stopped for a while, but they reformed last year and did some more gigs. And a lot of it is all based on improvisation. So this track is about, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes, something like that. The track is called Providence, and it's from their F minor, A minor album from somewhere in the mid-90s, I don't know. Anyway, enjoy this one, sit back, and let it wash over you. This is Godspeed, You Black Emperor.
The end of the world is coming.
The preacher man says it's the end of time. He says that America's rivers are going dry. The interest is up. The stock market's down. You guys got to be careful walking around here this late at night. This is the perfect place to get jumped.
But do you think the end of the world is coming?
No. So says the preacher man, but I don't go by what he says.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wonderful stuff. The free spirit of the 1970s mixed with modern technology. Godspeed You, Black Emperor and Providence. And actually, you heard a exclusive Route 66 edit, because in the middle of this track there is a piece that is about 5 minutes long that is basically just silence. And well, I edited that part out because I know that the radio has a automatic switch where if it doesn't hear anything coming in from the live broadcast, it'll switch back to whatever regular programming would be going on normally. So I didn't want to shock you from all this nice stuff and then into some kind of other dark wave stuff. So I cut that part out, and well, it's still clocked in at about 25 minutes. So great stuff from Godspeed You, Black Emperor. And for the next track, which is also going to be the last track, we're moving even closer in time, actually, to this year, because this is a track from an album that was released in February of this year. And it's a track by a band called Earth. The track, as the album, is called Angels of Darkness, Demons of Light, another wonderful title. Earth is originally from Seattle. They formed in about 89 or 90. Were close friends with a lot of guys from the grunge era at that time, Nirvana and all that stuff. All those bands that came from Seattle, but they made doom metal, and Earth is considered one of the godfathers of that style of music. But after several years, they kind of quit for a little bit and changed their style. And the new stuff is, well, it sounds more like film music than doom metal. Definitely the distorted guitars have, for a big part, disappeared. And, well, I guess there is only so much that you can do with 25-minute long tracks of drone metal. And so I can sort of understand why after a few years you think, let's do something else. Anyway, we're going to play a track from that Earth album. And as I said, the track is the same title as the album. This is Angels of Darkness, Demons of Light, number one. And this is going to play until 10 o'clock. Actually, it's going to play until well after 10 o'clock. But, you know, 10 o'clock is the switch for the next show. So I'll be back next week with Cosmic Overdrive 119. And hey, let's hope we'll see some decent weather. And until then, goodbye.